The impact sent Marvid tumbling, head throbbing and chest aching. Skywalker's attack should have killed him. He knew that. He could feel the fractures in his skull, feel how his eyes were bulging from their sockets. But the laws of biology were not the same inside the monolith. Here, the Force sustained all things, rejuvenated them, and made them strong. Even Kalumai. So instead of dying, Marvid went flying into his brother, and together they tumbled through the desert thornbrush, their thin limbs flailing out of control, their big heads banging into the ground time after time. Then they stopped. The shadow spirits inside them began to call on the Force, drawing it into their battered bodies, using it to mend their fractured bones and heal their bleeding organs. Then he and his brother rose, standing on their own thin legs. It made Marvid feel primitive and brutish, alive in a way he had never before experienced. Like an animal, like a vicious, hungry animal that knew only appetite and fear and rage. Cratheus stepped next to him.
"Can you feel it, Marvid?"
he asked, turning back toward the basalt spire where the gate was located.
"The power."
"I feel it,"
Marvid replied, also turning. Skywalker and his sister were about 20 meters away, Skywalker circling toward their left, while the Solo woman moved to block their path to the gate.
"The Force is ours. The galaxy is ours."
"The galaxy is ours,"
Cratheus agreed.
"After we kill Skywalker."
The shadows did not like that idea. Marvid was seized by a sudden desire to rush the Solo woman, to blow her out of his path with Force lightning and flee through the portal before Skywalker could stop them. He ignored the urge. The shadows were responding only to their own fear, trying to escape the immediate danger so they could flee into the galaxy and sate their appetites. But Marvid knew better. He was smarter. For Cratheus and him to achieve real power in the galaxy, Skywalker and his sister had to die. Now, inside the monolith. Marvid started back toward the spire.
"We'll feint an attack at the gate," he said. "Then whirl on Skywalker and take him by surprise."
"Excellent," Cratheus said. "We take them one at a time. With Skywalker gone, the Solo Woman won't stand a chance."
The desire to attack the Solo Woman grew more urgent.
"Rush her now,"
the shadows urged. Marvid ignored them and stepped to his brother's side. The primitive instincts of the shadows were no match for the strength of Kalumai minds.